Blog are we live? Talk Radio.
Hell yeah, I
there
was
it is.
That thing too.
There it is. I meant to not jump the shark, and then I thought it didn't do it that time. So there we go. Notoriously screwing up the Blog Talk Radio entrance. This is Geekcast, episode number 4. We've had a spike in viewership, haven't we?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Listenership.
Did,
yeah, we have. Over the past,
did Ricky get one of his friends
week?
To listen to?
I guess so, man. So I have also noticed that I've been putting it under the sports category. And I think we should probably switch it to entertainment. But, you know.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there.
Yeah, we probably don't need to be under sports.
That's all right.
We have nothing to do
maybe,
in the world of sports.
The jocks hate the geeks. So, like, we're screwing that up majorly. So I will fix that for the next episode, and we'll have 100 million listeners. So
100 million bajillion.
I that number may be slightly off. So,
nice.
So we are back in the world of Marvel. I've just finally back here. So I think next week we'll get back to DC and get into the DC movies. But there's a lot going on in the Marvel TV world right now.
Oh yeah, I still haven't seen Agent Carter. But, hold on, let me switch rooms. Gary's being a dick. I still haven't seen Agent Carter, but I think I'm just going to start watching that without the old GF. Oh, which is, I think, the first time I've ever mentioned her on here, and she'll be very pleased to hear that. Regardless, Age Shield came back with a kick ass, man. I'm excited for next week.
Yeah, we're 2 seasons past the mid-season break. I'm not going to call it the mid-season finale because that just doesn't make a lot of sense. But the mid-season break, and there's been a major turn in how the show is attacking things. Before, it seemed like agents would kind of react to the big movies, and these last 2 episodes, I really feel like they're kind of setting the tone for, in particular, the upcoming Civil War movie. So,
oh yeah,
I'm very pumped about that. You have Simmons kind of taking these superpowered people are dangerous and need to be controlled attitude, and then you have Fitz, who's kind of been through a bunch of shit, taking the opposite view. So I really like that they're kind of setting some tones for the movies through the TV series.
Mm-hmm. And I just love that line. It's inhuman. Like, God, you got it. All right. Because I really feel at the end of Captain America, spoiler alert, suck it. When he goes, it's the age of miracles. Like, they really dropped the ball with the age of Marvel's line. Like,
yeah.
I really feel like, I was like, it's the age of miracles. And I'm like, huh. That's literally right there. Like, you literally have the name. Like, you have a book based on the name Marvels. Drawn by, oh, fuck, who drew it? Fucking Kingdom Come artist.
I'm not going to help you on this one. Yeah.
I can't think of his name. God damn it. What the fuck?
Yeah, me and names are not going to help you out, especially in that field. But,
it's a gorgeous book that's, like, kind of the retelling, or not retelling, but, like, the telling of Marvel character is fucking, I'm going to look it up later. That's going to annoy the piss out of me. And then I'm going to be like, God damn it. But yeah, like, I bet Ricky knows. Ricky, if you know, like, subscribe, comment in the section below. Wait, this isn't YouTube. And like, the ball with the name Marvel there. Like, that could have been their, like, mutant word. Like, they have the M word, but it's not mutant. Wing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I really like that too. Like the Inhumans have basically given them a way to say, okay, we don't have the rights to the X-Men, we don't have the rights to quite a bit of the mutants. But what was it that Marvel did better than anybody to start with was create characters. So now they have a chance to create characters to fill whatever gaps they really need. You know?
Yeah.
So
until they get all the rights back they want, when Disney is like, you know what? This comic book thing is a viable franchise. Let's buy everything. Because what does make?
Yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah. You got to wonder with the bubble burst before they're able to do that, though. But I believe that is my greatest fear. Or maybe just comic book movies become, you know, a subgenre that always exists.
I wouldn't mind
One can hope.
Yeah.
But that'll keep this podcast going quite a bit longer. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I also love, like, Coulson really pulling out his inner Nick Fury and, like, thinking three steps ahead. And,
yes.
Spoiler alert for the episode from yesterday, I guess. And, like, getting Hydra to cut off their own heads. That was, so beautiful. Like, yes. Like, thank you.
Yeah, we had a couple instances of that in the last two episodes. But what's really nice about that is, I mean, the first half of the season was pretty much S.H.I.E.L.D. versus Hydra every week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now it kind of gives them a chance to step away from that. And I'm sure that's not the end of Hydra by any stretch. But them a reason to kind of step away from Hydra and get into some more fun things, particularly...
like the supervillains.
Yeah, we got our first supervillain team going on. So I guess we'll just call him, you know, Mr. Hyde, right? Dr. Hyde.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
So,
I mean, when he eventually gets big, that's when I'll pop. And, like, okay, is that Agnar the Screamer? Or Agnar. My obscure Marvel fucking villain database is kind of intact in some areas.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell who, like, the Razorblade chick was, but the guy who screams, I think he's, like, Agnar the Screamer, I want to say.
Yep, that's exactly who that, and I believe he's even named that. So that is a straight... they went very obscure, but hey
man, why not?
I like how, like, just absolutely gross the team, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like for a guy that butchered and cut people up, like, that's who he should be hanging around with. It's just disgusting, gross individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we still have there's what's great is there's still a lot of stuff out there to be explored for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Still have Warden Agent 33 running around somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We have
who I think will eventually become Madam Hydra.
Yeah, and I mean, Graviton's sitting in a box somewhere, right? So
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of stuff to still go back and explore. Another really cool thing that may factor in maybe with the Captain Marvel movie, we've discovered that Kree warriors can disguise themselves as humans, which could be
so
very
we see
important.
Captain Marvel soon.
That would
be.
I think we should at least get a nod to the original Captain Marvel.
I think so.
Before the Captain Marvel movie. So Agent Carter also has some kind of Easter eggs and nods to just tones of things that I think will affect movies and shows coming off of it. The other big major Marvel thing this week was the Daredevil trailer coming out, which I guess this would be official. Is this the official or is this this is the second, right?
Yeah, this is the official second trailer.
The official second. There was no trailer to the trailer this time around. It was just straight up, boom, here you go.
Yeah, like, here's the first one. Here's this awesome shot of Daredevil lifting himself up in black and white. No, wait, that's red for blood. And then now we have D'Onofrio. And that just, like, just the trailer really reaffirms that I think D'Onofrio is going to just fucking knock this out of the goddamn park. That's the best of my sports analogies. I don't really have any others.
Well, we're still in the sports category, so we have to do the best we can. But this got me really pumped. Like, there's a theory out there that you really don't want to watch a ton of trailers after the first one.
Which I kind of agree to.
Yeah, I'm horrible at it. But this
I agree
really
to that to movies.
Yeah.
Well, like movies, like this is like, you know, how many episodes? 6 episodes, right? Hour long?
It's
right?
13 an hour long.
13
you get,
hour long.
You get 13 like, hours of Daredevil, yeah.
Yeah, like you really like can't capture the whole feel of that in 2 trailers. So I'm all right with that. But, like, Avengers, Age of Ultron, I watched the first trailer, and that is it. I won't watch any. I did the same thing with Guardians, and, like, because those are like three hour movies. You know what I mean? You can, you really want to sell it, so they have to show the action. But for Netflix, they don't give a shit. Like, hey, here's Daredevil. You like it? No? Suck it anyway. It's still made. It ain't still going to make us money.
And I think a lot of this, too, is going to be just the character dynamic between Kingpin and Daredevil, which this trailer really pushed forward, you know?
Yeah. And I'm hoping we see some other characters other than, you know, like Luke Cage and Danny Rand and all. Like, I'm hoping Elektra. Like, I think we touched on this anyway, so.
They just announced today 6 more cast members. I'm sure any surprises they're not going to announce until it debuts, you know? We basically got a actor for Gladiator, which is not the blue mohawk Gladiator from space, but the mob muscle Gladiator.
Didn't he have like buzzsaws on his wrist, almost like Whirlwind?
Yeah.
Or some shit.
So
yeah.
That was already kind of rumored that he would be involved. So that's cool. We have an actor, and it is oh god, I just lost it here.
That's right. I couldn't remember like one of the most famous artists.
Yeah. It's Melvin Porter, who's from Avatar. If that helps you out at all. Melvin Porter.
Nope.
Who he was in Avatar.
Terrible person, I guess. James Cameron does not always strike my fancy. Avatar or the
Melvin
Last
Porter.
Airbender?
Melvin Porter is the name of Gladiator's street name. Matt Gerald is the actor from Avatar that will be playing him. I'm sorry about that. The rest are characters that will kind of be in and around Kingpin. Looks like we have some Japanese business type people.
To the triad and the hand.
That would be awesome. We have some Russians, two Russian brothers that will be business.
Oh, bro. Bro, yes.
How awesome would that be?
Bro, be great, bro.
So we have that all. It's basically supporting characters for Kingpin, which I think is important. We need to build up the mafia aspect for these people to
kind of go up against.
So.
Oh, I agree. Like, they have to somehow bleed into each other. They can't just, like, be four separate individuals.
Yeah, I mean, for the Avengers, that works, because you have the entire world. You know, Thor 2 took place in London, and, you know, Iron Man was in San Francisco. So you have the whole world. We're basically talking about the same neighborhood for the Netflix series. Some pictures came out, too, of the filming for Jessica Jones, which those got released today. And she looks tiny.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a different feel for at least that character. Just from the looks of those. Also, there was, speaking of the show setting the tone, there was an interview with the actor that's going to play Luke Cage, who basically said that Luke's basically hiding his powers during the Jessica Jones run of the series, at least, which is kind of cool because that's going to lead more into the Civil War type stuff and setting the tone for you know, what the rest of the world, where the world's at when that movie takes place, which I think we talked about on the movie one. Like, that's a story that's going to take more than one movie. And I think between Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the Netflix shows,
that they'll be able to set it up nicely.
Yeah, but the movie itself, and then I think the aftermath, you're going to be able to use the Spider-Man movie, which is rumored to co-star Iron Man, and then the Black Panther, you're going to be able to tell at least a better full story than just one movie.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think the Civil War. I don't think, I hope, I don't know, maybe they do it really well. I hope it doesn't just wrap up like in Captain America. It's like, here's Civil War, and now it's over. Like, it'd be cool if like it lasted a little bit.
I'm okay. The major events, sure. Go ahead, knock yourself out. But, yeah, there needs to be some ramifications. And, you know, those wounds maybe shouldn't heal until Avengers 3, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or Avengers 3 Part 1. Maybe even Avengers 3 Part 2.
Yeah, like they don't trust each other. That's why they can't beat Thanos right away. And then they need the Guardians and all sorts of cool shit. No, I agree. I think it'd be pretty fucking kick-ass if it takes them just like more than one movie to set this beef up and then squash it.
Yeah. So there's also, once again, Spider-Man is in the news. We knew that they were looking to cast a younger character, but rumors have come out that they're looking to possibly do like a Harry Potter-esque multiple trilogies type thing with Spider-Man. Harry Potter was 9 movies. I don't know if they're going to be able to stretch out 9 movies. But
Spider-Man? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they could, but I mean, that's going to take some major box office power. But the other thing that came out is I guess they have they're folding in the Sinister Six and the female-centered side projects into the actual Spider-Man movies, which I think mm-hmm. is awesome. When we guest booked the Spider-Man movie, it sounds like your version is going to be a lot closer to what we possibly see in the first edition, with the Sinister Six being formed in the background. God knows what main villain is it going to mm-hmm. be. Part of the Sinister Six? Is it going to be another villain altogether? Just your thoughts on where that might go.
I mean, to me, the leader of the Sinister Six is always Doc Ock. So
yeah.
He wouldn't be a bad, little addition. Like, maybe he's Parker's mentor, kind of like he was in the second movie, or like somebody he respects. And then all this happens, and when he looks to Doc, Doc's like, actually, I have 8 arms, and I'm the leader of this, and fuck you, and go from there. Like, I think it would be cool, like, if they played up, like, there's only 5, and then Justin, who thinks he's got it all, Doc Ock comes in and is like, and the plan is now complete.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind one of the Spider-Man movies ending on a down.
It could very easily, especially if they're, coming back with, 3 more of them. The second one could easily end on a down,
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So,
Spider-Man gets his hand cut off. It's revealed that Green Goblin's his father. And then,
I think that's happened in the Chris Pratt and the second Guardians. But
mm-hmm.
that's for a whole nother show.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I think, too, if we're looking at multiple trilogies, I'm kind of looking past what the first 3 could be if it's focused on Sinister Six. Post-credit scene, maybe you have a spacecraft crash, some sort of black mm-hmm. goo jumps on Peter Parker. Then, boom, we have entire trilogy to tell the Venom story, which I think you need more than one movie.
I agree. I felt they really rushed the Venom. Like, I don't even hate the Ultimates approach to the Venom. Like, it's not an alien thing. It's something that they created to, like, be kind of the cure-all cure. And it works, but there's a downside to it. It's a symbiote. So
yeah.
Like, I don't mind that explanation. I would prefer the space because that could then tie into Guardians and all sorts of other stuff. But I'm pretty open to how it goes. But, yeah, I definitely think Venom is at least a 2-movie minimum character and story to tell.
I think you need at least half a movie to set up it basically turning Peter Parker into a dick,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If that's rushed too much, it just doesn't really work out. I don't know, you need the depth of, like, hey, this thing changes you.
Yeah.
Like, and And I mean, if they're gonna do it, you might as well throw Carnage in there at the end too. You know,
I think Carnage actually has a good chance of being a possibility. And is the third one, like the first movie is the setup. At the end of the first movie, he rips it off. It gets to Brock. Second movie is Venom. Third movie is Carnage. And then like, okay, well, we've done the major symbiotes that people like, and we have symbiotes if we want to do, you know, the War of the Symbiotes. Or
yeah.
Maximum Carnage, if you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, I mean, hell, you do a spinoff of that, and now you have two franchises, you know, which
mm-hmm.
seems to be what they're trying to build anyway.
Yeah. And then they're going to make Spider-Gwen, because that's the new hotness. I wouldn't mind. Just
yeah.
how, I just would care how they went around. Hello, Pebbles. Gary's cat staring at me from under a couch.
It would not be a geek cast without some cat action.
It's true. I have my cats around me all the time for the first three episodes of the Geek Cast.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, we're kind of jumping ahead of ourselves, but what other, if the Sinister Six are kind of developing in the background, do you think it just focuses on the villains from the Sinister Six? Do you think there's some other villains around? What do you think we have? Because I think if Iron Man's gonna cameo, there's got to be a villain.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to try and upgrade him, Beetle could be a villain that you could maybe make into. I mean, he's already got us the mech suit, not mech suit. You know what I mean? An armor suit. So like, you could try and make him a little bit more powerful. Like, not what they did with Jamie Foxx's Electro. Like, I get that they went ultimate Electro, but Jesus Christ, man. Like, there was like, you have to define his power set, not just, he's everything. It's cool. He's Jesus.
Yeah.
He's Electric Jesus. You know? So they could kind of buff him up, maybe throw in, like, one or two of the members of the Sinister Six as already developed people, like maybe Vulture and, I don't know, someone else. Rhino, like a bruiser, Adrian Toomes.
A real Rhino,
not a
guy. Not
a mech Rhino.
Robot.
Oh, my God. And then, like, a Beetle. And then, like, the throwaway item is that Beetle will obviously be in the Sinister Six, and then he's not, and Octopus is in this place as the mastermind.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be okay with Electro coming back for the payoff, but I don't want to see him until that, you know? I mean, that's a lot of time invested in that character, so, you know, by all means,
like,
go ahead.
Like, I would like them to define his powers, not just be, like I say, he's Electric Jesus, but he's essentially Dr. Manhattan from Watchmen. Like, Ultimate Electro is more powerful than normal Electro, I'll give you, but he's not fucking Dr. Manhattan. You know?
He's not that guy, He's not the big bad.
And so, like, I would like them to give him, like, a definable power suit. Like, I don't mind the all-black spandex. Like, I thought, like, that I go back to Spectacular Spider-Man because that's my favorite Spider-Man cartoon. And it's a really great source of his stories. Like, they had, like, a black suit like that. But it had, like, tubes in it so that the electricity was you didn't always see it, the electricity was always running, and like, it kept him in check and all sorts of small little details. So I would like him, Rhino, Sandman, maybe. I mean, I could see them going with someone other than Sandman. I wouldn't be killed if they did. Kraven, you know, those are kind of like the big
two. Selfishly, I really want Kraven, but I want them to save some backstory there, you know?
We want Kraven's last time. I think we both agree on that.
That's all we want, right? So I would love for him just to show up and be like, oh, who the fuck's this guy, you know?
Yeah, just some crazed African game hunter who's just somehow in the supervillain side.
Yeah.
Like, what does he bring to this? You have to wait to find out.
Vulture, I think, is time. Scorpion has never been in a Spider-Man movie, and that's weird to me.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not as Sinister Six, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
maybe
Gargan's
just as
exclusion isn't that weird to me, because I think, like, there's more important characters to tell than Gargan. Like,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, Spider-Man 3, they just threw fucking everything in it, like, with no sense made. But, like, after that, like, maybe Gargan can be a bit player. But to me, Gargan is like, or I'll say Scorpion. Scorpion should be set up to me like O'Hara and Sandman. Mostly because I can't remember Sandman's name anymore. Like, he should be like, they should be like a trio of bank robbers that Spider-Man constantly stops, constantly getting out because of their ties to the Kingpin or Hammerhead or Tombstone or someone. And then eventually, like, they get fed up and they sign up for the fucking you don't know mad scientist's experiment. Mad scientist is obviously Octopus. Like, we know that, but, you know, Parker has no idea. And that's kind of how I would introduce Scorpion, because Gargan always was like a low-level thug.
Yeah, he's basically a henchman, you know.
Yeah.
So the other thing that opens up is that we're looking at the rumors are that Iron Man will be the first cameo. I would guess that would be a guy I can't think of his name now. Robert Downey Jr. Obviously.
RDJ. I'm down with RDJ.
So. What other cameos would you like to see from Marvel into Spider-Man?
Definitely Captain America. I like the dynamic that, like, Ultimate touched on it, but I think ultimately they failed with it because Ultimate Steve was so fucking brr. But I like the idea that, like, Spider-Man looks up to these people, and I like the idea of, like, him looking up to Captain America, you know, other than, you know, when they finally meet, you know, like, he's so enthralled from what he did in Civil War with Captain America, because we don't know what he's going to do. We don't know if he unmasks or whatever. So, like, constantly looking up to Captain America, I think, is cool. And Steve kind of, like, not taking him as, like, a son, but, like, as, like, you know, someone who he sees a lot of value and respect in. And, you know, he gets that quote-unquote rub from Captain America. And then after that, like, it's kind of a smorgasbord of fun, whatever you want to throw in there. But I think the big two have to be Iron Man and Captain America. Yeah, you can throw in, like, I would even throw in Bruce Banner as, like, someone to help him with science stuff. Kind of like how Banner showed up at the end of Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Like, that would be kind of a cool cameo.
I think Banner's the big one. I think even Hulk is worth something. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if the MCU Hulk is controllable enough for Spider-Man to handle, you know? Spider-Man and
maybe.
Hulk was always fun because Spider-Man didn't necessarily take him head-on, you know?
Yeah.
And Hulk,
he was way smart about it.
Spider-Man battle was more about his wit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Selfishly, I guess my number one is Marvel's BFFs forever, Spider-Man and Human Torch, but I don't think I'm going
to
get that.
Yeah, we'd have to. We got to boycott that Fantastic Four movie first.
Oh, absolutely.
If we can get that sucker pegged down, then maybe we can get Human Torch.
Yeah.
So, and I guess we would not buy that ticket as well.
Mm-hmm.
We can get some good Fantastic Four shitting in.
Cool.
Well, we got about a minute left, so next week we promise we will cover some DC stuff.
There's not a lot of DC movie stuff other than, like, Aquaman is now just Khal Drogo. Like,
yeah.
And that's really all we know. I mean, we kind of touched on Supergirl, but I don't really know enough about it. Like, Teen Kane's added to the list, but she's TV. iZombie, I don't know. Flash is great. Arrow is great. Constantine is great. Gotham is not great. Sorry. I hate that they're all fully fleshed out people already.
Yeah. We'll explore the movies, though, and what's coming up and our expectations and some of that stuff. We'll sprinkle it with some TV stuff.
Yeah. And shockingly, I will defend Green Lantern, the movie, till my dying breath, just due to Ryan Reynolds just being in it.
There's other reasons to defend it. Yeah.
Is Ryan Reynolds amazing in everything he does? Yes. Yes, he is.
I don't know if I don't know if I can join in on that argument and or defeat that argument. So I may just have to
suicide
for
the
last.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I mean,
well, we will be back next week on Wednesday to cover that. So onward and upward. Catch our
Excelsior.
Debut in the entertainment category. So
yay.
All right.
We're
gonna
later,
do it. Guys.
Later. Bye, Beth.